to re-deliver this session again. My name is Marco Brinkman. I'm working for Microsoft in the Netherlands. So a long way from home, this SharePoint conference. And today I'd like to take you through a journey about content management and what enterprise content management will change in the future, I believe. This session is about ECM is a key priority for most organizations, but the amount of information that is created, that is growing, etc. Well, everybody heard this conference already. This is a challenge for you. And I'm especially interested how many today here are following the BDM tracks. Hands, please. IT Pro? Developer? All right, it's Moses, IT Pro and developer. That's interesting, as this is a business session. In the session today, I'd like to talk you through an approach how business and IT could shake hands in this area of standardizing on one ECM platform. And we talk about some steps how to do this, about what to do enterprise-wide, and what an approach how to get there would look like. And please forgive me, as I'm not a native speaker in English. There might be some words, just short about me. It's all about we love Holland, it says in Dutch on the left, like the tulips, like the wooden shoes, like our queen, like Oliebollen for people that know those. I'm a productivity tech sales, and again, I take you through the journey today. The agenda. We're first talking about changing world and changing priorities for the CIO. And we will see that for the CIO, things are really changing these days. And that there is an opportunity talking to the CIO about ECM and a single platform. Secondly, we will talk about content silos and multiple ECM platforms. What are the advantages? What are probably some bit disadvantages? And what an approach could be how to become to transfer to a single platform. The value of standardizing to a platform, how do you make the business case? I will try to give you some tooling, some ideas, some stuff to as input on that. And finally, we talk about how an approach in today's business could look like. And I said during my introduction, this is probably a picture that some people might recognize. This is a year ago. This is created during the SharePoint conference in 2011. The interesting thing is, if you look at all those figures, they're changing a lot. If you look in the area where it's important for where we talk about enterprise content management, you will see that the growth of data is really amazing, and some figures later on. What's important there, that enterprise content management is not only about, let's say, traditional content anymore. It's not about documents or about web content anymore. Data is growing and growing, and everybody is hassling with things like big data. And I recently had a chat with one of the larger manufacturers in the Netherlands that are developing and producing many devices for measuring blood pressure for your heart. Other companies like Nike, who have the sensors in shoes, etc. Data is everywhere, and for an enterprise, the picture is more and more what to do with all this data. Do we store it? Do we not store it? Do we store it filtered or not? It will really become something in the future that you will need to think about. And then switching to enterprise content management and the different solutions. Traditional, most companies have an enterprise content management solution based on their business. And it can be there for 5 years, 10 years, sometimes even longer than that. And it was really chosen because of the need of the business. And all those different platforms, they're great and they're doing the job today, but what about the future? And then if we go to consumerization of IT and all those great devices there are, if I, for instance, go to my tablet and I give a short demo later on. On tablets, you see more and more that the user interface is key, and the user interface is changing. So if you look at enterprise content management from that perspective, life will change. Also on mobile devices, on scenarios that people are not working on one device anymore. I just recently read an article, I think it was from Gartner, saying that in the average enterprise, a user has today already 4.3 devices that he uses. And the scenario can be people are getting out of bed in the morning. For instance, they take their phone to read their mail. They go to breakfast, take the tablet and do some reading. They take the internet, they have an internet site, the news, Facebook, social, etc., all those things. They get in the car or the train, go to work. In the car or in train, they have the mobile again. And at work, they're having their laptops and all that. So my point is, devices are key. And if you are investing in a content management solution, do you want to invest in all those mobile scenarios for all those different enterprise content management solutions? Probably not. Then the next slide is about that the world is changing. And there are probably four areas important here. First thing is about data explosion, and as discussed before, a 10 times increase every 5 years that are the today's figures about growth in data. On the bottom, you see a quote of IDC, and they say that digital content will grow to 2.7 terabytes, and that is 1 billion terabytes in 2012. And that's up almost 50%, so a 50% growth in 1 year from 2011, and up to 8 terabytes in 2015. So that growth is really phenomenal. And 85% is coming of new data types. So that's the point about enterprise content is everywhere. Devices, already we had a chat about this. Cloud is an important thing. If you look at cloud, 50% of enterprise customers are already on the road to the cloud. That doesn't mean that they have deployed enterprise content management in the cloud yet. But 50% of the companies are doing something with Office 365, with Azure, and with other solutions in the cloud. So really, cloud is also something to have a look at. Because if you want to lower cost, and we talk about this later today, cloud can be an interesting area. But on the other hand, going to the cloud probably means that you want to have a different retention policy, because you want to be a little less flexible on your storage, as in the cloud, probably storage still stays expensive and you might want to change those rules there. And so that can be a risk when your data is growing. Consumerization of IT, all the devices, people are working, bringing their own devices to the company because IT might not be in their eyes, that advanced as they have at home. Social media, everything what happens in social media. I just recently had a chat with a Dutch customer where their compliance officer completely had shut down a Yammer environment because the business went on Yammer, as it probably goes. And on Yammer, and in their definitions, in their policies, it was not allowed to talk about internal confidential information. And at the time that those things happen, you really have to have a strategy how to give your organization that information also in the enterprise. All right. It is changing. An example, I already showed you the tablet. One of our partners in the Netherlands called Sparked, they developed a Windows 8 application for the Dutch Public Prosecution Service, a public sector customers of ours. And the case, and I'll show you in a minute how this app looks like, because this is really something, I hope, an eye-opener about how ECM is changing. The case is, in the old way, this application wasn't there. And prosecutors, they had, let's say, a night duty service. And in the case, everybody knows that you're speeding on the highway, and in Netherlands there are rules that if it's, I think, above 40 kilo or 50 kilometers speeding, then the prosecutor has to be called. So the officers at the road, they call this prosecutor. And he has to decide what rules are applicable to this, in this case. And speeding is maybe simple. There are lots of other cases, of course, where it is much more complicated. So this prosecutor, he stays at home. He has a duty that he works from home. When he had to do this with the old machines, they had to switch on their laptops. They had to log in to the company. They used Citrix for that. They had to go to several security layers, and then he had to start his applications, his knowledge management application, for finding the rules that were applicable to the case in this example. And altogether, that took 15 to 30 minutes. So standing there at the road, in the cold, in the rain, etc., people had to wait before they knew what would happen to them. So what the customer asked our partner Spark to develop is an application to do this on Windows 8. And another thing was the information risk. Because this took 15 to 30 minutes, what happened? These prosecutors, of course, they took the documents and they sent them to a Gmail or a Windows Live account, or took them on a USB stick or whatever. So they had that information available, but not managed from the company anymore. There really was an information risk there. Well, with Windows 8 and the SharePoint app developed, of course, it's very fast booting and availability of the machine. It's secure. It's always up to date and sync. We're using SkyDrive Pro to synchronize all the documents to the desktop in this example. And some ECM policies are in place also. So I'll shortly show you what I mean. We switch to the demo machine. It's all Dutch, I'm sorry. But I'll try to talk you through this. This is the app, the actual app that has been developed. And this is a prototype. It's not completely developed yet. And all the information we see here is a mock-up. This is basically their knowledge management solution. So what it's saying over here, you see screens here. This is the Netherlands-wide, locally, and some historics. You can go through this app, and for instance, if you look for information, the great thing about Windows 8, and I'm not using it with touch right now, but with a mouse, we can, for instance, search for certain information. And in this case, I'm looking for body. The translation for the word you see in Dutch here is body. And you see that there is many information available in the app about the body. Well, if I go to one of these examples, body finding in Amsterdam, this is the content we're seeing, and there is some text on the left. On the right end, we see forms or Word documents or PDFs or other information that is being synchronized between SharePoint and the Windows 8 app. And the interesting thing about this application is also that we see a content management regulation over here. If I go over here, you see that it's saying this page is between 6 to 9 months old. And that is in their organization important, because it means that this information might be changed, there might be new information. This is a policy that has been applied to SharePoint. So this is information that is available in SharePoint. And this app brings it all to the desktop in Windows 8. Well, many other things here. You can have your own shortcuts. You can filter, etc., etc. Well, then another thing about the changing UI. Just a short example, and it hasn't to do anything today with enterprise content management, but I wanted to show it to you. That is what's happening in the BI world. Also, this is Windows 8. This is BI about the budgets and cuts, and you see how nice these apps could look like. And in this example, we get a ticker with all information. And again, this is all about apps, and this is what the world will change and how it will look like in the future. Any questions about this? No? Well, then we switch to the next subject. What about the CIO? When the business is talking to the CIO about the world that is changing, how can we make a handshake there? We see some information here coming from Gartner, and that is about all the priorities that the CIO has in 2012. And I made a split between business priorities on the left and technology priorities on the right. And in this example, or in this data, you can see what areas are important. And also, I made a comparison with 2011. And what is interesting on the left is that cost reduction still is very high on the priority list of the CIO. It's remaining quite still. You can see that it is in 2011 and 2012, it's on the third place. Improving efficiency is high on this list, and it is new in 2012. Also is attracting and retaining the workforce and improving marketing and sales effectiveness. On the other hand, if you look on the right and you see the technology priorities for the same as CIO, the highest is analytics, but secondly is mobile technology, third cloud computing, fourth is collaboration technologies, on the sixth place, legacy modernization, and on nine, ERP applications. So a lot of topics that we talk about in this session today are on the priority list, both from a business view or from a technical view. And it is something that the CIO is working on. And for instance, as we talked about this, mobile, including bring your own device, tablets, all the different devices, etc. And also cloud, for instance, what to do with content management solutions that are both on-premises in the cloud, the hybrids, Azure, etc. They are on his priority list. And another thing that's interesting is workflows. As we see collaboration technologies on number four, in fact, they mean by this that it's about workflows. So workflow is also high on the list of this CIO. So what about the CIO and enterprise content management? Can the business shake hands with the CIO and help him reducing the business costs? Can the business help him about efficiency, the modern workplace, marketing and sales effectiveness, all those areas, and can the business help in the area of mobile? Yes, I think so. If we look at a typical ECM platform, most of you probably will recognize, let's say, this spaghetti view. A typical enterprise ECM platform has different vendors for different parts of enterprise content management. For instance, a vendor for document management, a second one for record management, a third for web content management, different ones for scanning, for input management, output management, etc., etc. But probably this is not what is the best solution. All those silos do not communicate very well with each other. Information is difficult to manage. It's difficult to have all the information accurate. All those systems need separately their management, all their content-related rules, etc. Compliancy is an issue if you have all those different solutions. Let's not forget that most of the alternatives can be quite expensive to manage. And then we don't talk about licenses yet. And by the way, this information is available in a white paper of Microsoft. This is the SharePoint 2010 ECM Business Value white paper that talks about this a lot. What we at Microsoft like to talk about is the single ECM platform with those different features in one platform. And being at the SharePoint conference, it won't be a surprise that we like to talk about SharePoint there. But in this case, you see that an ECM platform makes it much simpler to manage. The integration, for instance, that's one of the key points that's in the platform available, and there is no extra need in integrating yourself. The server provides a common platform for all the ECM functions provided by SharePoint. But as well for third-party providers, reduced complexity, management time, and saving costs. And in the area, for instance, if you look at SharePoint, there are certain features that SharePoint itself doesn't have out of the box. An example I talk about a lot is, for instance, a scanning application. Or with the large partner ecosystem we have, you can easily select a vendor for scanning that is directly integrated into SharePoint. So altogether, a single ECM platform might be a solution to have a look at. So then the next step is to talk about why would you do this at the enterprise level. Well, the first thing is increased productivity. And it seems like this is a very general thing to say, but it is really important. It's all about the user. That's why in SharePoint 2013, the UI is key and why we changed a lot. People know how the Office and Windows environment works. They know the user interface, they know where buttons are, etc. So this is really key from a productivity standpoint. It's important for training. If you look at different platforms and your users have to use different platforms. Of course, training is becoming complex and more, etc. An interesting thing to talk about is searching and finding. If you look at a strategy where you have many different ECM platforms in your enterprise, it is a real challenge to get all the information out of those different systems altogether in one search environment. And that's where really a single platform can help you. Another area is from sharing to collaboration. A lot of companies, they start with more sharing and I have my documents in a file share, but that's of course not what you want. You want to manage those, that information, that content, so you really want to go to collaboration. And that is, again, something that you can achieve by using the correct ECM strategy. I talked already about mobile, but it's really mobile is a very key thing. You see that users want access to the information on mobile, on mobile devices. So, again, there is productivity very important. Compliance, second thing. Talked about already, you don't want to have all your compliance rules in different systems. It's really much easier to do this in a single platform. And for instance, where you can have rule-based compliance rules. Example, one of my customers in the Netherlands has developed rules in SharePoint that are already applied. When the user stores their document in SharePoint the first time, based on the taxonomy, based on metadata that the user chooses, there are already automatically rules in SharePoint that decide where the content will be stored. They have different farms. They have a SharePoint online farm, and that's the farm where they would like to have most of today's new content going, because it's really effective management-wise, but also cost-effective. But also, they have internal rules that not all of their content can be stored in the cloud yet. And that's their own policy. So the high confidential information isn't stored in the cloud and is automatically stored in an on-premise environment with SharePoint. All these rules are automatically applied based on the taxonomy on the metadata that the end users add to a document when creating. So this is really a way of thinking, because that means that you have very flexible solutions that you that is the end user that chooses. And you can also have rules like information that isn't business critical is automatically deleted in 3 years. And I know one of my customers does that too. So there's no mail, no notification to the end user anymore that the information is expiring or is really old. No, if it isn't business critical, the rule says it is automatically deleted in 3 years. So that is a new way of thinking, and that's things that more and more businesses try to implement. Well, you want from folders to metadata, and I'm not saying that every content should be in SharePoint. Especially when you have older archives, it can be a good idea to still have them in other storage. But what you want to have them available when people are searching in SharePoint with the metadata that they have been created with. So there also is that a good argument for a single platform, and again, SharePoint can help you with that. On the SharePoint conference, probably you heard a lot about e-discovery and legal hold. I won't go into that, but that's really a key thing in SharePoint 2013, and also about the NEN and the ISO standards for records management, for instance. Third thing is about lower costs from information lifecycle management perspective, from infrastructure, from management, archiving and cloud, probably the easiest thing when you think about a single platform. And quite important nowadays with the crisis, etc., people are more and more looking how can I manage the cost, how can I reuse my licenses, etc., etc. So lowering costs is a key thing about for an enterprise-wide ECM strategy. And the last thing is about the increase of the information security, explained just a minute ago, the meta-driven storage location, but also encryption. There were many tracks in the SharePoint conference about rights management, for instance, and what we're doing with the new version of AADRM in the Office 365. It's really an important area because as long as you probably are not aware where the content is going to, it can be very good to encrypt the content itself. So at the moment that it is stored on a USB stick or sent to a private email with a write management solution, as the document is opened, there's checked against the Windows server, does this user have access to this document or not? And if he doesn't have access, he can't do anything with it. This is a great solution for increased information security. Again, when it is outside of your company, it's still all the rights to who can access this are achieved in this solution. Well, another thing, I think I saw this at one of our customers from my services colleagues, and that is that moving to a single ECM platform can also be a good opportunity for leaving your legacy behind. As you look at your own content, it might look like this, that 10% of your content is in the recycle bin, 25% is in SharePoint active, and 65% is inactive content in archives, in shares, etc. So when moving to a single platform, it can be very useful to have a look at this, to do some analysis there, and at that time also decide what legacy content do I leave behind. All right, next, key trends influencing your strategy. What are the areas where you should have a look at when you are going to do this, and why, when are you doing this, yes or no? Again, about mobile, it's something that's in my presentation mentioned a lot, but it is key. But also about apps, do you want to develop apps for different platforms and also for different content management systems? What about multi-channel content delivery? Let's say when you have your customers on your website and you want to have content available in different channels, in different devices, etc., etc. The second thing is reducing risk, manage compliance and protecting the data. The cost-driven demand for cloud that may change data retention and governance. And again, that is an area where you should think about when you are going to decide, will I move from the today's ECM to, for instance, a single SharePoint environment? Cost-driven demand is something to be aware of, because retention and governance can be key in that area. And the good thing is cloud is cheaper, is easier to manage. We have all the tooling available in the cloud, but be aware of retention and governance there. Social computing and different work styles. Later on, I'll show a short example of social in SharePoint 2013. And there may be areas where you want to have information rules on social too, so that you can have the information stored, for instance, on news feeds, etc. It may be critical for your organization, so there are solutions to store those too. And consumerization of IT that brings big data and video to your enterprise, that's another area where you should have already thought about. What are you doing with those large quantities of information? Okay. The business case, return on investment. And my deck will be available for downloading after the SharePoint conference. So you don't have to write these down. I'm not going to into the details of all of these bullets here, but if you're looking at the return on investments, it's normally done looking at benefits and looking at the typical costs. The platform ROI is depending on a lot of areas. And if you look at benefits, there are benefits that are really easy to calculate. There are other benefits that are a little more difficult. For instance, user productivity, that people don't spend less time in a certain tool, not always makes the business case, because it could also be that at the same time they take a cup of coffee extra or something like that. So be aware for those figures that you should really work with figures that are clear for your organization. And also about the costs, easiest infrastructure and training and education. It's becoming a little more difficult if you talk about integrations and process changes. And governance is also an area where we talk about in this area, in this environment. So return on investments, it is possible and it is you can make a good case, but be aware that it is complex and have a look at all these areas. Then I'd like to talk you through a typical customer example. Again, this is something one of my colleagues in services created, this picture. We are working now with a customer in public sector in the Netherlands. And this customer has a typical situation where they're working with several content management solutions nowadays, especially for document management and record management. They have Hummingbird, HP Trim, and two different versions of FileNet, both for active content and for archiving. Well, the interesting thing, if you look at this picture, is how to get all this information to the client, to the end user. And this typical customer, they are working with kiosks, so there are users that are logging in into a machine, and depending on their role, they get one of the content management platforms delivered. So if they create a document, they don't have to think about, is my content going to Hummingbird or Trim or FileNet? No, it's depending on their role. So when they log into this machine, the connector between Office and one of these content management solutions is becoming active. But again, this is also the problem. In this case of this customer, these connectors are conflicting. So when people, when person number one is logging in, he logs out, and number two logs in, there are conflicts between these different connectors with the different systems. So they asked us, can you think about a way, how should we do this if we think about SharePoint? And as probably in most of the companies, there is some political discussions here. You can't say, well, throw out all the document management systems directly. They said, well, can you give us your vision on how should SharePoint be applied in our situation? Well, and there are some other things. For instance, enterprise search is really an issue for this customer. Retention policies on the right, they are an issue. E-discovery is an issue, and workflows are not available. So what we are doing with this customer right now is we're doing it in two phases. We are not saying you have to get rid of these DMSs. No, we say, well, start with SharePoint for all for creation of all the new content. Use the content-based routing tools within SharePoint. And one of the great advantages is directly that you don't need these partner applications anymore, as this office client on these machines where I just talked about is connecting to SharePoint only and not connecting to any of the content management systems, DMSs, below. So that is what really solves their first problems. The business case is not there yet, of course. It's SharePoint and the four DMSs in this case. So the next phase that's already decided to do is all the active content in SharePoint. The archives are going to SharePoint. The legacy stores are moved out. They still will be available, but not directly through SharePoint anymore. So only the archiving people have access to the older systems. And that is the way that is acceptable for them. Well, if you look at this example, you can really make a business case. And probably not for everybody of you. And there can be a situation that you want coexistence a little bit longer, but it is possible. And that brings me to the next subject. Coexistence can be challenging. I'm not saying you should not do it. I'm not saying you should do it. Have a look at your own situation. But basically what we see in many situations talking to customers who have coexistence for a shorter or longer time, nobody is really happy. The users, not the users, not management, not legal and compliance, not auditors, not the board. There are upgrade barriers, and some of them are intentional. So upgrading becomes more complex in these situations. And the higher complexity also results in higher costs, in less adoption and compliance, in fragmentation of higher order functions, feature fall-off, etc., etc. But with careful attention, it is possible. I've seen situations at customers where we can do it and where it is a good solution. But I would advise, if you have a look at coexistence, it should be a part of your strategy. You should have a roadmap with an endpoint. And today's situation, and like the example I just showed, if you work in different phases, you can think about all the benefits and switching off different systems in time, also depending about on the different business needs, of course. Then the next area to discuss about is, to have a chat about, is the ACM adoption, the key areas of change. What are the areas where your organization should have a look at for ACM adoption, as adoption is really important for getting people to use your ECM platform. And then the first thing is managing growth. The dramatic growth of information should be managed, but still you have a look at reducing complexity. You should have a look at managing risk. Protect information from loss and secure it against unauthorized access is an important area. And then again, we have compliance, legal and corporate mandates necessary there. Managing efficiency is an important area. Creating new value. That's the area where people, if they see that there is new value in using a new platform, they will start to use it. But if, again, if you are not aware of that, it can be challenging. And things for implementing a new platform can, of course, also be other things like SharePoint gives you a lot of social. Social can be a way to give to get more adoption in your company and have people better collaborate. And certainly not least, is managing new content and device types. Again, for instance, with social, it can be important that you want to have a new way of working together, but also integrate this with traditional content management and support a new ecosystem in that area. So managing that is a very important thing for adoption. So how could the roadmap for adoption look like? When developing a solution vision and roadmap, organizations should have a look at three things: organization itself, process, and technology change. And first, some governance recommendations, as this is important from the organization standpoint. You should really have discussions about aligning IT and business. And have a business strategy that also IT is aware of. It's very important to make decisions on a high level about this. If you talk about governance with many people in the Netherlands, we have, for instance, different customer roundtables. Governance in SharePoint is always a topic to discuss about. And it can be about technical governance, but it can also be, let's say, about process governance. And with the last, I mean, if you talk with your internal customers, you want to have a good discussion about when there is a new business need. In which platform will this be developed? Which technology are we using for that? And it is important that it is not only SharePoint because it's SharePoint. You need to have the discussion with the business about why are we doing this in SharePoint or in another platform. So having the organization ready for that, having a governance board where all the key people are available to align is very important. There should be enterprise level ownership of that. There's somebody in the enterprise on a high level should be also part of the governance board and be the guy who supports it. You should have an enterprise content czar, as we say in Europe. So a senior leader that the company recognizes, respects, and a guy that or a girl that oversees content management, that oversees program delivery, program management, and also can be advisory to the board. The governance board is also another area that the governance board will identify new requirements. So it should be there. It should be a board that is accessible for people, and it should also have ways to share the information. I have a customer case where they're doing this within SharePoint, where they're having a SharePoint site where people can post new ideas, like a kind of innovation management tool. And that is the starting point where the governance board starts with those new requirements and approves or not and brings them in a kind of program management process. From governance, also important to be successful is to introduce upgrade and innovation in time. Your model should define future upgrade policies. It's important that people also see what the roadmap is in the future and what innovation has been done recently and what's coming next. So it's very important that this governance model helps you with that. Then from a people and organization standpoint, you should be aware that collaboration and social computing creates habits and, let's say, a culture in your company that people are working together and are better aligned. And that is also one important thing in getting this done. Increase awareness and commit to ongoing training programs. Well-defined communication is very important there. Training for adoption is important. Application best practices. Also, for instance, people in your organization that like to blog about this. So let's say the 5 or 10 or 15% in your organization that really want to talk about what can you do with the new tooling. Those people are very important in your organization. Well, then the other area is business process recommendations. And the first is about embracing new solution capabilities. Organizations should update process definitions and control standard operating procedures. And that means that it gives the embracement to the new capabilities that the solution offers. You should establish deletion policies and apply audits. Very, very, very important. And again, deletion policies can save you a lot of money if you do this in the right way. And especially in collaboration with SharePoint, you see that many information is living in SharePoint for a long time. If you don't apply certain policies, your information, your storage will grow exponential, and that's something that you probably don't want. And also, auditing that is important. Not everybody in the organization understands the legal implementations of a lack of compliance. So therefore, auditing is an important area. Develop a change management program. And that is something that is about detailed plans, for instance, about analyzing costs, risk, impact, and that focus on content management solutions. And all of these plans need to be part of an overall change management program. Assess and articulate the impacts of consolidation. That's the area where you want standardization, and it is important to access that information. And you should articulate what functions should be exposed as a service to who and what are the next steps in the process. And the last is about encourage new applications. Give your organization room for new applications. Probably have some new capabilities that are switched on to support additional or new processes. And those ideas should be gathered and administratively fed into the program governance, again for evaluation and analysis and cost. But give people some room in your organization to have those new applications available. Again, and we're talking about adoption, this really helps for adoption. Then the last area on adoption is about the technology. Some recommendations there. What we found is that consolidating content management, collaboration, search and social computing solutions is really key in this area. And I think at the SharePoint conference you've seen a lot of different sessions talking about this and also showing the value of consolidation, of integrating. It isn't silos anymore. Deliver content management as an integrated service. This is really a key area. It's not a system. No, it's a service. And that change makes that you can achieve value through an efficient and fully integrated solution. So be aware that an integrated service is different from a set of capabilities. introduce your upgrade and innovation in time, so let people, again, from technology point, see that new availability in your content management solution is also available to the end user. And of course, that has to be aligned with IT. There are other reasons why you probably don't want to do everything at the same time. But again, if you show users that they get new functionality at a certain time, it really helps them in adopting the solution. Quite an open door, I would say, is invest in user requirements, go mobile. And the last thing for technology, extend virtualization and cloud computing. Are there any questions about this part? No? Well, then, just for short about SharePoint 2013, a few things in content management. I think most of you probably have seen this already, as this presentation was planned for the Monday. It might be it might be different, but I'd go through this quickly. In SharePoint 2013, enterprise content management is about three areas: creating, control, and protecting the content. And it's really easy to understand that content lifecycle starts with creation, and it is rarely created in a silo. If you use SharePoint 2013, it's about finding people to work with, to collaboration. It's about knowledge management. It's searching for relevant content. It is about sharing the content with others. All those areas are important from a content management perspective if you look at creating the content. Well, control is the second area where we, in SharePoint 2013, deliver rich contact organization capabilities and examples in the control of policies and processes, taxonomies, etc., etc. And the third area is protect. In SharePoint 2013, there are more features available for organizations to better meet those compliance demands. And that is all about e-discovery. And again, that's the whole Office platform. That's not only SharePoint. It's also Exchange related, so the whole SharePoint platform. Then a few examples in 2013. How do things look like? What we see over here, that is in Office 365, the preview version of a new suite of a certain alley. And in this example, you see she is asking for, can anybody help me with information on our restructuring? So she asks colleagues for expertise. And the great thing is that you see in the discussion below that there are several people responding to this with different kinds of contents. It's not only the Twitter kind of response. It's including videos. And the great thing about SharePoint is also, in SharePoint 2013, we support a preview of content inline. So you see this document on at the bottom. This document is already available in the timeline, and everybody that is getting this newsfeed can directly see the content that it is about. The great thing about SharePoint 2013 from this perspective is also that you can follow documents. So in this case, if Ali says, well, yeah, that's what I was interested in, you can follow the document, you can follow the subject matter experts, you can see what is changing in those documents when new documents about the same subject are added. And also when these experts are, of course, talking about other areas that might be interesting for herself. So this is all also about content management. Then in SharePoint 2013, we have the SkyDrive Pro integration. It's really easy to sync your documents with your own laptop or your own computer. You're always in sync. You have your documents available offline and online. Well, you've seen the demos probably with dragging and drag and drop. Great feature for end users to have the adoption of SharePoint higher. And the last thing is about sharing. It's really easy with SharePoint 2013 to share documents to also, in this case, we see with whom a document is shared, and private documents, the ones with the locks are private documents, and the other ones are shared in this example. And this is how it looks on an iOS simulator in this case, but how it would look on an iPad. So on different devices, again, this document management features will be available. And you see here, this is an example of the SkyDrive view on iOS. Then it's all about already creating content with the right metadata. And in Office, we already had for quite a while the tagging fields. It's really easy in 2013 to have people add that information. They can add it, they can choose it from a taxonomy, or you can say we want people to add the tags themselves and leave it open what you want. But it's really easy from the backstage for people to do this. Well, and if you look in a SharePoint site, this is a collaboration site where different types of content are available. We have the great buttons, for instance, for manage with properties, workflows, and document sets. And the individual document properties are available directly. And for instance, workflows live in SharePoint, so if a user creates content and sends it into SharePoint, all those rules are available in the site directly. Okay, that's about it. Just the key takeaways of this session. The ECM world is changing, devices, apps, consumerization, bring your own, big data, social and cloud. Yes, the world is changing. A single ECM platform is on top of mind of the CIO, and the business should talk with the CIO about this. It helps him because it's easier to manage and less expensive to maintain. Start talking with them, and especially for the business, shake hands about this. What do you want to achieve, and how can we help each other? Adoption is really the key area to be successful when you have a look at a single ECM platform. If you don't have a very strong emphasis on adoption, your project won't be successful. Consolidate the different areas of content management, collaboration, search, and social computing solutions. And last but not least, align your business roadmap with IT. Well, that's it for now. Are there any questions? Yes? Yeah.
Can you explain a little more what you mean by using SharePoint for the archive content? If you go to SharePoint, how do you differentiate between active and archive?
Okay, that's a good question for the recording. I'll repeat the question. And the example I showed, there is SharePoint for the active content, and there is SharePoint for the archiving. And what part of SharePoint is used for the archiving? In this example, it's really about the record center. So this customer is asking, we want all formal content in SharePoint in the record center because it lives in SharePoint, but we can easily manage it. We still have people who manage our archives. They own the record center. We really like the features that automatic rules can be applied, that certain content, when it is coming from informal to formal content, that is automatically sent to SharePoint. Or secondly, what we see more and more, that it is, let's say, user controlled. So in a collaboration process, content is created. At the end of that, a user wants to say, send a copy to a record center, for instance. So that is what this all is about. This is the SharePoint record center for archiving. Great question. Other questions? All right. Oh, yeah. Great question. If I summarize it, you have the different content management systems. What is the advice? Do you want to still have them live together and connect it in a SharePoint to a SharePoint layer, a SharePoint UI, or whatever? I would say the best practice is that can be a good idea for the short time. It isn't only about technology or about investments. It is also about adoption, but also about some politics. And I see in many organizations that you can't say we switch off this content management, the DMS or whatever, for reasons of that is a different part of the organization. So my recommendation would be you have to talk about what would be the end stage and where do we want to go in 3 or 5 years or something like that. And if you have a view of the end state, then you can decide what are we going to do with a new request, with new applications. And for instance, like what I talked about this customer case, they said, well, we do want to save costs, so we want a way that we can switch off different systems, but not all directly at the same time. And that's where you have the opportunity, but also where it becomes so complex. What do you want to switch off and what not, and at what time? That is where you should talk about business and IT should get aligned there. And again, it's sometimes the case that a solution has been chosen for, a business need that was a good question 5 years ago. Because, for instance, SharePoint in SharePoint 2007, if you compare that with 2010 and 2013 in this area, there is a lot of new stuff available. So if in 2007 the business wanted a special system for their needs, I could understand that. But again, you can have a chat with them now and explain that most of those features are available in SharePoint 2. But it is difficult. It is not one size fits all in this case. Any other questions? All right. Thank you.